Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In the Mindful Day, Practical Ways to Find Focus, Calm, and Joy from Morning to Evening. Laurie J. Cameron offers a comprehensive guide to integrating mindfulness into the hustle and bustle of daily life. Drawing on her deep knowledge of mindfulness practices, neuroscience, and her experiences as a mindfulness coach, Cameron delivers insightful strategies designed to bring about a more focused, calm, and joyful existence. This book serves as a practical manual for anyone looking to cultivate mindfulness throughout their day, from the moment they wake up to the time they go to bed. Cameron's approach is both accessible and profound, making the art of mindfulness not just an occasional practice, but a way of life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, starting the day mindfully, Laurie J. Cameron emphasizes the importance of beginning each day with mindfulness practices to set a tone of calm and focus that carries through the entire day. Techniques such as mindful breathing, setting intentions for the day, and practicing gratitude upon waking up can positively impact one's mindset. Cameron provides practical tips for integrating these practices into morning routines, highlighting how such habits can lead to improved mental clarity, reduced stress, and a greater sense of well-being. The section underscores the significance of the morning as a foundation for a mindful day, providing readers with actionable steps to cultivate a space of peace and intention from the start. Secondly, mindful working. In this section, Cameron tackles the challenge of maintaining mindfulness within the workplace, a place where many people find themselves most distracted and stressed. She outlines strategies for enhancing focus, managing stress, and fostering a positive work environment through mindfulness. Topics include mindful listening, mindful communication, and taking mindful breaks to prevent burnout. Cameron also discusses the importance of creating a physical workspace that promotes mindfulness, as well as cultivating a personal sense of purpose and fulfillment through mindful work practices. The advice offered is aimed at helping individuals find more joy and less stress in their work, regardless of their profession. Thirdly, mindful eating and health. Cameron extends the practice of mindfulness to the realm of eating and physical health. In this chapter, she explains how mindful eating can transform one's relationship with food, leading to better health outcomes and a deeper appreciation for meals. This section delves into the practices of eating slowly, savoring flavors, and listening to the body's hunger and fullness cues. Cameron also ties in the importance of mindfulness in exercise, suggesting ways to be fully present during physical activity, which can enhance performance and enjoyment. Her approach encourages readers to see nourishment and movement not as chores, but as opportunities for joy and mindfulness. Fourthly, cultivating mindful relationships. Cameron believes that mindfulness can profoundly enrich relationships. This segment of the book focuses on how being present can enhance the connection with oneself and others. Techniques such as active listening, non-judgmental awareness, and empathy are explored as ways to deepen relationships and foster a greater understanding and compassion. Cameron offers practical advice for applying mindfulness to difficult conversations and conflict resolution, demonstrating how a mindful approach can lead to more meaningful and rewarding interactions. This section is invaluable for anyone looking to improve their relationships through the principles of mindfulness. Lastly, ending the day mindfully. Concluding the day with mindfulness practices can ensure a restful night's sleep and a serene end to the day, according to Cameron. She suggests nighttime routines that include reflective journaling, meditation, or simply practicing gratitude for the day's experiences. These practices help in processing the day's events, letting go of stress, and setting the mind and body up for a good night's sleep. Cameron's advice on creating a mindful evening routine underscores the theme of the book. Mindfulness is not just for moments of calm, but is a powerful tool for dealing with the complexities of everyday life. In conclusion, The Mindful Day: Practical Ways to Find Focus, Calm, and Joy from Morning to Evening, by Laurie J. Cameron, is a must-read for anyone looking to integrate mindfulness into their daily life. Whether you are new to mindfulness or looking to deepen your practice, this book provides practical, accessible strategies that can transform your day from stressful and distracted to joyful and focused. It benefits readers by offering a clear roadmap to cultivating mindfulness in all aspects of their life, leading to improved relationships, better health, and a deeper sense of peace and happiness. Cameron's work is a testament to the power of mindfulness to change lives, making this book an invaluable resource for those seeking to navigate the complexities of modern life with grace and intention. If you would like to support Laurie J. Cameron, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.